Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're doing well today. I had a really, really busy day working on the homestead as we're resting up from the road before we push out again to go preach the gospel. Hey, I want to talk to you today about religious spirit theology exposed. Religious spirit theology exposed. You know, if you do what we do, what I do, go out and street preach all over, you hear all kinds of claims, accusations made against you as you lift up Christ in the street, preach the gospel, calling people to repentance and obedience and holiness. To be a preacher of righteousness, yeah, you get a lot of claims made against you. One such claim is people will tell me, oh, you have a religious spirit. Have you heard this? Or sometimes they'll say, you have the spirit of religion. Either one, they're interchangeable. Now, most of the times, this is just an ad hom attack. You know what that is? Where you're bringing a message, they don't like the message, so they attack you or attack something else so they don't have to listen to the message. Okay? Usually, it is so they can get out of obeying the Word of God. They can stay in their sin, and they can embrace and love the world and their fleshly ways around them by crying, religious spirit. I want to discuss this with you because you're going to hear it if you're out there doing ministry, talking to friends, family, whatever you might do in your life. The premise of their claim is that if you preach repenting of sin and obeying the Bible, everything God's commanded for the New Testament and what's applicable for today, that you're works-based, that you're legalistic, and you have a religious spirit. You have a set of rules that you're following that we don't follow any rules. Our God doesn't have rules, they'll tell me. They say you have a spirit of religion because you're following a set of rules. The goal of those making this claim, again, is really based on their false Jesus. Paul warned about that, 2 Corinthians 11:4. False gospel, Galatians 1. They're making up their own God to keep their faith in a false God, which is really just about fleshly experience, emotional-based things, lots of instrumental music. It surely is not based on scripture, holiness, and obedience or the commands of God, right? Yeah. So they've told me that the God that I preach, I'm preaching biblical Christ, has all kinds of rules. That's the spirit of religion. We don't like that. We don't want that, they say. Well, we're going to look at that. This whole argument really is foolish. And I only need to take them to a few simple Bible verses and a few points. Let's go over those. Genesis 3:23. And therefore the Lord set him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. What happened to Adam and Eve? They broke one rule of God. What did he do? He put them out of the garden. Yep, man fell into sin. You see the state of the world today? It came from Adam and Eve disobeying God, right? How about this? God then gave us 10 commandments. Then he gave Israel 613 rules. Then he gave us over 1,000 rules in the New Testament. Commands, instructions, doctrines. And Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to obey everything he commanded. He said, preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything he's commanded. That's the entire word of God that's applicable for today, not Torah law. So was God, I have a question for these people. Was God all along having a religious spirit? Was he have the spirit of religion by making all these rules to please him and follow him? These people are clearly blind to the scriptures, or they're just rebellious in their flesh. Now let's talk about some more evidence against their false ways. The New Testament word is full of commands and rules and instructions and doctrines. Call it what you want. It's full of it. 114 times it says obey. Yeah, that's important. It also says to keep the doctrines, which means instructions, 60 times. All right? Here's an example. 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. That means instructions. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Wow, we're saved by hearing the doctrines of God. Sounds like faith and works, doesn't it? It does. Doctrine there means didaskalia in the Greek. And again, it means instruction. So you know that. When you see the word doctrine, it means instructions. I have a question, another question. How can we follow Christ to eternal life, know about what he's did, what he's done for us, what he did to redeem us, unless we take heed to these commands and instructions, all of them, since God cared about every single command he gave? How can we even do any of that without the instructions and the doctrines? And they call it spirit of religion. Here's a good thing for you to do. Test these people who bring you this false doctrine. What you will find when they say religious spirit attack, or they say that you have the spirit of religion, what you'll usually find is they are worldly, fleshly, unholy, unbiblical, and compromised in their faith walk. They are these people that cry spirit of religion, or you just have a religious mindset. They are the itchy-eared people Paul talked about, 2 Timothy 4:4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Yeah, fables like once saved, always saved, just raise your hand, say a prayer. God doesn't care if you sin a lot. Jesus died for all your sins. It doesn't matter how you live your life. Turned aside to fables. Now, this claim that we are religious-minded, spirit of religion, if we teach men to obey God, as I'm showing you, it's totally false, and it does not hold up to biblical truth when we test it. I have another point for you to remember. When someone comes to you and starts telling you you don't have to obey God's word for salvation, and God doesn't care if you sin a lot, I have a question for you. Who was it that got Eve to disobey God? It was Satan, right? So you need to look at these people and ask, who are they really working for? They're not working for the Lord. They're working on the side of Satan. They're workers of Satan. This theology, religious mindset, you've got the spirit of religion. This is of Satan. This is not of the Father. So let's move on to this word religious in, or religion, in the scriptures. It only appears 5 times in the King James Bible in the New Testament. I'm going to read 2 of them to you. James 1:26. And if any man among you seem to be religious and bridled not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Here the Greek word for religion is thrasikia, and it means to worship. So biblically, biblical religion means the worship of God. I like that. That's what religion should be, the worship of God. So the question we need to ask ourselves, how do we worship God? Do we go to Sunday man-made church? Do we follow a bunch of man-made rules, Christmas and Easter? Do we act just like the culture or live separate? Do we just be like a spiritual person and do all kinds of things we like? Do we do our own thing and just offer it to God and say, here, God, this is what I'm doing for you. This is what I feel like doing. This is what I like doing for you. No. No, not at all. How do we worship God? Jesus said we must be in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. That's what I based my ministry off of, that verse. So to be in truth means what? You keep his ways, his doctrine, his instruction. Amen. If you're an American citizen or an Australian citizen or a European citizen or a Canadian citizen, if you say you're legal, that means you keep the laws of the land, right? Well, if we say that we're worshiping God, Jesus said that his doctrine is true, he is the truth, then if we're claiming him, it means we keep his word, right? Absolutely. So now that other James 1, verse 27 says this, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. I love that verse. Notice the word undefiled. This is huge. In the Old Testament, you know, there's many things that defiled them, the eating pork, doing this, doing that, touching someone that was dead. James is telling us to serve God is to do biblical religion. So that word religion is not a bad word. We'll talk about that in a minute. James says, do good works and keep yourself unspotted from the world. That would be living holy, set apart, right? That's what that means. Don't conform to the world, Romans 12. Be living holy, separate. You know, that sounds like a really big list of things to do, right? And not to do. Keeping yourself away from the world, entertainment, politics, sports, man-made religion, and all of the false ways, and to do good works. There's so many good works to be done. Hey, it sounds like a bunch of rules and stuff and doctrine and instructions to do, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Anytime someone doesn't want to follow rules, if the rules are good, pure, and true, what does that tell you? They're rebellious, right? Criminals break the laws and rules. Amen. So the big issue with these false people who will cry out, religious spirit, or you have the spirit of religion, they just want to keep their sin. They want to make up their own God. And they have demonized the idea of religion. And it's no wonder. There's like 40,000 different religious flavors today with all kinds of false man-made rules. So yeah, people get disillusioned by it because there's a bunch of falseness going on. So we can understand that. Without a doubt, why people would feel that way. But that doesn't make the word religion a bad thing, does it? No, not at all. And we know Jesus hated false religion. Go read Mark 7. He said it voids your worship of God. So they have the wrong mindset about religion because they're looking at the man-made false religions of the world. We want to be clear. Religion as defined by the world is heretical. It's sinful. It's a mess. Yep. But if we're Bereans, we define it by God's word, right? And it's a good thing, and it's pleasing to the Father, and we do biblical religion that requires what? Us to obey the word of God. That's what doctrine and instruction means. The Bible is not just a book. It's alive. It's active, right? Hebrews says it's a double-edged sword that cuts. It's our holy instructions to life, how to know Him, how to find eternal life, how to follow Him, and how to please our Creator, the Heavenly Father. It is this pure religion that keeps the commands of God for the New Testament, and it's pleasing to God. It's not the spirit of false religion. It's biblical religion to worship God in spirit and truth. He's our bridegroom, and we're to keep ourselves pure for His coming back for us. How beautiful. Yet people today don't want to do that. They want to live in sin. They want to live like the world. They want to live in their pride and vanity. And so they make up these platitudes. Oh, you got the spirit of religion. Don't fall for it, folks. God wants us to walk in truth and in doctrine. 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. How do you walk in the truth? Keeping the commands, the instructions, and the doctrines of God. That's pure and good religion. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Don't be moved or swayed by, stumbled by these false, deceiving people who cry religious spirit, or you got the spirit of religion. As you live separate, you live holy, you obey, you've come out of the world, you've come out of man-made religion, you've come out of entertainment, you don't unite to your family and friends and do all the false ways. You preach and you live holiness, and you tell people to obey God if they claim Him and repent to find new life via the gospel. It's on every page at don'tperish.com. They're carnal-minded deceivers, and per scripture, they need to be warned. They are outside of eternal life. Let me give you three of my favorite scripture verses. Hebrews 5:9. Here's some perfect religion for you. Being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. Hebrews 5:9. How do you obey God? Just do your own thing? Follow the world? Follow false man-made traditions? No. You keep the doctrines and instructions that He gave us. How about John 15:14? Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." There's that big if word. Interesting. Commandments. Keeping commandments. How about John 8:11? And she said, "No man, Lord," the one asked if anyone was there to accuse her. And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Now go and sin no more." I threw that in there to show you that God still cares about not sinning in the New Testament, just like he cared about Adam and Eve not sinning at the beginning of time. There's our Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Creator, saying, obey him. I guess these same people need to look in the mirror and then look in the Bible and say, Jesus had a religious spirit too. Jesus had the spirit of religion because he was calling people to obedience. I guess we're in good company, saints. Good enough for our Savior, good enough for us. Amen. You strive for pure religion by obeying the commandments, the doctrines, the instructions, and do good works that glorify the Father in heaven. That's the fruit that he's working in you. Wrath, judgment, and a fiery, fiery future is coming to all these easy-believe false teachers that are twisting scriptures and those that have created their own false god of their own making that pleases their flesh, lets them stay in the world. Don't fall for it. You walk in the light. You obey the truth, the instructions, the doctrines. Again, that is the fruit. Jesus said in John 15, you will have much fruit. That's the fruit that Christ is working in you. It's okay to be biblical and have a religious mindset for the truth, the things, the doctrines, the instructions, the ways and the commands of God. As we've tossed out man-made false religion, we've tossed out the world. It's false. It's not of the Father. Don't let anyone tell you that you have a spirit of religion or you have a religious mindset because you're obeying God. That's just the work of the Holy Spirit that is in you. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I got to get down the gospel road, preparing, getting ready, working our way for our next mission trips as we rest up. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs. Edifying the saints so they can follow the Father in pure religion. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.